Idaho supports real sugar versus artificial sweeteners. David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today. Idaho lawmakers have approved a measure that asks the federal government to use real sugar in school meals rather than artificial sweeteners. House Joint Memorial 10 sailed through the Idaho legislature with support from both sides of the aisle. It urges Congress and federal agencies to prohibit artificial sweeteners in federally funded school meal programs and instead to prioritize the use of real sugar. Sugar beets are one of the state's major crops, and those beets are turned into sugar at processing plants in Idaho, which is the nation's second largest producer of sugar beets. There was bipartisan support in our state legislature for this effort, and we're thrilled to see it go through, said Samantha Parrott, executive director of the Snake River Sugar Beet Growers Association, which represents about 600 farmers in Idaho, Oregon, and Washington that plant a combined 180,000 acres of sugar beets each year. About 500 of those farms and 170,000 of those acres are in Idaho. Parrott did say the sugar beet industry wants to be clear that it isn't trying to encourage more sugar in school meals. We're simply saying that products served to children in public schools should prioritize real ingredients, she added. For a long time, there has been a lot of controversy regarding artificial sweeteners and health. I'm David Sparks, producing this report in association with the Ag Information Network.